The Salvation Army Band played patriotic music as the fire and police departments from the Twin Cities remembered the hundreds of firefighters and law enforcement personnel who died in New York City's Twin Towers as they collapsed after being hit by hijacked airliners. Bill Miles says every firefighter knows that any fire call can be the last, as it was for New York firefighters. He's the assistant chaplain for the City of Tonawanda Fire Department, who's master of ceremonies for this event. Miles says this isn't an annual event because of his promise.
I made a promise to the people of the Tonawandas that we would not have a memorial service every year. We would have one every 5 years. This is the 15th anniversary. This is our third time we're doing this, and it's important to do it for the community to come together and remember 911. It's our obligation to never forget.
That same attitude went on in North Tonawanda's Gratwick Park, with 3,000 American flags remembering the dead of 15 years ago. At Canalside, it was a little different event, the third annual Peace, Justice, Nonviolence Festival and Walk, with participants calling for an end to violence in many forms, from city streets to around the world. Towering over downtown Buffalo were the red, white, and blue lights on top of City Hall. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.